Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey there, hi there, ho there. Another day after another horrible incident in the United States. I mentioned to people last night on a live Facebook chat that I'll tell you about later that we're going to honor the Prime Directive. But, you can't start a show, any kind of show, when you're talking to people and ignore something as tragic and horrible that happened yesterday in Orlando, Florida. So, I know you guys are, for Oscar and Rob, I know both you guys, it's tough to really come in and do what we do because it's heavy on our hearts. It's heavy on our minds, and I thought that we'd get on and do what we do. I want people to forget, and maybe put their horrible feelings out of their mind and maybe laugh a little bit today. Hopefully we can get that done. But I did not want to ignore the tragedy as well. And so I just thought I'd issue a quick statement and then we can get on with things. So if you'd allow me and indulge me, I will share that with you and then we will take a quick break. And then we will move on and talk about Oscar's house falling apart.
I think that's good.
Is that cool with you guys?
Absolutely.
It is.
All right, here we go. I want to assure our audience that we will honor our Prime Directive and try to make you laugh today. I just said that. But we cannot ignore the horrific tragedy that took place in Orlando, Florida yesterday. We have a special relationship with the LGBT community, and we always strive to be sensitive to the issues they face in their struggle for equal rights in the world we live in. The Mike O'Mara Show occasionally pushes the envelope in our desire to bring the funny, but please know that we have been and we always will be with you, and we will continue to support the struggle. We also believe, I think I speak for the guys, that there are many more good people in the world, and although hateful words and hateful actions sometimes make us feel like the skies will never clear, now is the time to remind all of you that love will always triumph over hate. Our nation will come together to do the right thing. We will support each other in our times of tragedy, and we will overcome any obstacle. I truly, truly, truly believe that that is what we always do and what we will continue to do. It may not be today, it may not be tomorrow, but my hope is that ultimately we as Americans will heal and make our country better. I really do believe that with all my don't get happy things that I say on this show. That's the way I really feel. For those that we have lost, and as of this show's taping, for the mothers, the fathers, the sisters, the brothers, the husbands, the wives, the friends who are still living in the hell of not knowing the fate of their loved ones, our minds and our hearts will continue to be with you today and in the future. As I've said many, many, many times, things will never be the same, but they will get better with time. I've lived that. I know that's true. It sounds simple and it sounds cliche, but it has been the truest thing that's ever been said to me about loss. And I truly believe that things will get better with time. The best thing we can do here is to get on with what we do. Terrorism will never win. That's been documented over the ages. Hate will not defeat us. And I truly believe that America will eventually come together and cure the cancer of gun violence that continues to kill innocent Americans. I believe in us, and I believe in our country.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomaraShow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
I was in a relationship for a few years, and I think in the time I was in the relationship, all dating communication went exclusively to text. You can't call anybody anymore. If you call someone, they're like, "What? Are you on fire? Then quit wasting my time. Text me that shit." And I don't like texting people, especially girls. There's always miscommunication that happens. This is a situation I get into all the time. I'll text a girl. She texts me back right away. I text her back right away. She texts me back right away. I text her back right away. She texts me back right away. I text her back right away. She texts me back right away. Then I'll say something like, all right, cool. So you want to get pizza on Tuesday? And then I don't hear anything. And I'm like, what just happened? I know you read that. You responded to 20 other things I just said. What, do you not like me anymore? You don't have 2 seconds to say, yes, I want to get pizza, or no, I don't want to get pizza? Would you check your phone into a locker and go ride a roller coaster for a few hours? What's the deal? And after a few hours of no response, I get real upset. And I just want to send a text that says something like, well, guess who just got uninvited to the pizza party? You did, because I hate you now. Girl always writes something bad. Sorry, I was at my niece's ballet recital. We had to turn off our phones. Whatever, we're done. I finished that pizza hours ago. I went with my friend Brian. He's nice to me.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
We are live from the Pfeiffer Room in the heart of our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. On the air and online everywhere, the Mike O'Mara Show, a daily radio show and internet broadcast with the greatest listeners in the universe. Because they get it. If you're here, you will too. Our phone line's always open at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. When we're on, you can call us anytime you want. Our show today, want to welcome back Warby Parker. Hey. Warby Parker is getting it done. Do you hate getting new eyeglasses? The choices, the hassle, the expense? Forget about it.
Hey.
Warby Parker has the answer. I love this company. There's no more outrageously priced eyewear. Prescription glasses start at just $95, and that includes frames, lenses, and coating. Plus, choosing frames is convenient and easy. With the free home try-on program, you can try out 5 pairs for 5 days. Just go to warbyparker.com/TMOS and choose your 5 favorite styles, and they're shipped to you with no obligation. Then you have 5 days for family and friends to help you decide what frames are best. I like the family and friends, you know?
Well, you got to consult. You got to outsource it. It's not always about you choosing what looks best.
I think I look fantastic. Then the loved one says, no, you don't.
Put those back.
Warby Parker is your alternative to overpriced eyewear because there is no middleman. Warby Parker sells directly to the customer. So whether you visit one of their 30 retail locations or warbyparker.com/TMOS, you're going to get a great deal. Go to warbyparker.com/TMOS to pick out your 5 favorite frames, and they'll ship them to you for free. That's warbyparker.com/TMOS to get started with a free home try-on kit. warbyparker.com/TMOS. OS. Well, thank you for indulging me. An amazing evening in the O'Mara household. Oscar, is it allergies or do you have a cold? You've been working
hard. It's allergies.
Really, I think he's allergic to bad investments.
You jerk.
I like most kind of control freaks, and I think as control freaks go, I think I probably relinquish a lot of control for a control freak. Wouldn't that be accurate?
Absolutely. You deal with it well, I think.
Mm-hmm. And you know, every now and then.
You're a taskmaster. You're not a control freak.
I'm a taskmaster. I can delegate. I can delegate with the best of them. And the only time I'll really give you guys crap is when I say, keep me in the loop,
right,
and I get my control freak on. But even with the fact that I don't obsess over it all the time, I do consider myself someone who probably I've graduated to be someone who really doesn't like to be surprised.
Yes.
I don't really like it. I feel a tremendous feeling of, a really feeling of insecurity, and I feel a little freaked out, and I just don't like it. So it was strange to me last night. Carla and I, we put the little guy down, and probably a lot of people did the same thing. We retreated into a binge watch. I've been watching Bloodline, and I wanted to knock out the last few episodes of the Netflix show. Bloodline takes place down in the Keys, and I thought that we'd dive into that because I could not literally stand another 5 seconds watching news coverage.
Mm-hmm. Literally nothing on network or anything on DirecTV last night. You had to watch something else.
But the thing about it is, I think you will find, at least this is what I would say, I think I'm pretty good at spying trends on this. You'll find that to be the case also. The more this happens, as horrible as it is to say, and by the way, our viewing habits, who gives a rat's ass when you're talking about a tragedy? But you'll find, I think, that people are, more and more people are like me. Let me tell you something. I'm a news junkie. When I'm not doing it, when I'm walking away from it, that means a lot of people are walking away from it. It's just, you know what the deal is. You know, we knew probably within 4 hours, we knew the relevant facts. And it's a repeated story. And I just did not. I did not want to.
It only takes so much.
Yeah, well, the Lester Holt show was no different than it was when I turned on the TV at 9 a.m. in the morning.
Yeah, they over the same stuff.
Just a total rehash.
Yeah, then the one thing I will say about the whole deal is the one thing that rips me up, it's why I mentioned in the statement, those families, Jesus.
Tough
whatever
to
they can do. I know they're working on it now, and I know they're starting to move forward with that, so get that information there. But anyway, so I'm binging on Bloodline. And really, like, all in. And by the way, Pony, it does get, it mm-hmm. does not get better.
No, it
better
does. It
better
does.
Better. I mean, really, just, but you build the episodes. And they
so my
just
dad needs to
better.
Stick with it. He's very sour on season two.
Yes, yes, yes.
Tell also, for some reason, it. Episode one, he could only get in Spanish. So he was very upset.
this will be my only spoiler. And it's not. It's a generic statement about the show. When it ends. He will feel like I do, and Pony, I'm sure you did, which is like, oh my God, do we have to wait a year? We have to wait a year now for that?
I hope not.
No!
I hope not.
Hope they churn them out a little quicker than that. So anyway, it's a great show, but I'm diving in. And then Carla, you know, sits up, and we're lying in bed watching this, and she sits up and she goes, can you pause that for a second? I need to talk to you.
Like, oh boy!
You know, and immediately, number
four. Yeah.
I basically live in my house. I'm like, you know, did the dog poop somewhere? I didn't know. I don't know what the hell's
going
on.
What have you done?
I'm never out of her sight. Yeah. She leaves, but I don't leave. So I'm like, you know, it's not like the old days when I was running around doing everything. You know, I mean, I was like, you know, I had my heroin dealer. I had everything. No. I'm kidding,
yes. Honey. Oh. I'm going to play Hi-A-Lie. I'll be back.
Hi-A-Lie.
So she says, I forgot what the actual details were, but Carla says that there are internet trolls that have changed things, and she needs to give me something because otherwise it's going to be ruined. And she was yelling about the fact that there was a process that began about a surprise for me that began like the end of May, and through many different weird things.
Channels, we call them, Mike.
Many different channels. It wasn't able to happen. And she said, nobody's fault, except for Rob's. But she didn't
say
that.
How do you expect that?
She did.
Really, really?
Did she blame Rob?
Yes.
She blamed Rob, yeah. She blamed Rob. But that's, you know, I mean, I can't do anything about it. I wasn't there,
it's
Rob.
Good little
I don't
Monday.
Know, but I knew that we were look at Rob. Rob, I have to be honest with you. Rob, you know what I'm honest with? It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter to me at all. You know it doesn't matter.
Well, thank
to
goodness
me at
it
all.
Doesn't matter to me either, because that's like a kick to the nuts and a swift one.
I'm sorry. We'll get to you in a second. We'll get to, oh God,
oh
look at his
God.
Face. So anyway, the
all
the,
I tried to do was make it work for everybody. And how easy that is, too.
By the way,
when you have 8 million people coming at you from every other direction,
I bet you
and
did.
There's nothing I love,
you
know, better
what?
Than
I'm
keeping
you,
a secret
I'm
because
you,
it's thrust on me outside of my control.
I'm with you.
Great power comes
with
responsibility.
Rob, look at me. Rob,
what?
I'm with you 100%. I defended you, and by the way,
then why would you say that?
Because
why would you even bring it up?
Because I knew you were aware of it.
Did she say it was the dork's fault?
Let me get it all out there, and then we can discuss. Okay, discuss.
Getting good.
So I didn't know.
Just want to say hi to the fan club.
Okay, so I have no idea what's going on. Carla explains that they had. That something was done with the fan club, and then someone spilled the beans on the fan club. So that's who she really blamed. I was joking about the Rob thing. But the fact is that the delays also allowed this thing to finally slip out.
I got a hot call on Friday night, a hot text that became a call on Friday night from SDM, Stephen Douglas McIntyre from the TMS fan club. And I've never called him in my life.
Right.
But I figured there's got
to. Was it great?
There's got to be an emergency. I'll call this man, right?
Stop it. Behave yourself.
I'll call this man and see what's going on.
Right.
And I said, it's 10 p.m.-ish, maybe 10:30. And I said, hello? He goes, we have a problem. The secret's going to get out. And I said, what secret? Somebody tell me what's going on.
Was Oscar at all in the loop?
Oscar was never in on the loop. I wasn't even in on the loop until it was all said and done. Okay. I didn't know it was happening.
Okay. So I'm not sure. I don't want to tease everybody else that's listening to this right now. What I'm going to tell you, should I just tell you what
just
I what
tell
I think you
just
should. Let's let it string a little more.
All right.
Before you reveal what it is.
So what does SDM say?
He's telling me that I have to move quick, and he's demanding.
Oh, he likes to do that.
That I block people. And I said, well, look, man, I'm not the blocking type.
Man, I don't block anybody. What do you think my name is, Mike O'Mara? I don't block anybody. I'm the cool kid.
What a Friday night buzzkill. Why you call it?
Block people? I don't block people.
Not that's my for, seed.
That's for thin skin.
But go ahead. All right,
I said, I'll take care of the first request, which was to delete a few posts. But I was like, it's one post, no big deal.
By the way, I'm oblivious, and I'm pretty well plugged in. Pay attention to a lot of stuff. I log in with the fan club all the time.
I found out on Friday night, late Friday night, when I had to wrangle SDM, bottom line. I did not know, though, that it was the cat was going to get pulled out of the bag.
Mm-hmm. So, was he pissed at you, Rob, because of the delays getting this thing?
He was leaning on me to a point where it was a bit contentious. But I had valid reasons for every time I said it's not the right time to do
it. Yes.
And because, he certainly had valid reasons to be upset. Because,
well, what
let me
he
tell
said
you what
is
he orchestrated.
When I said, you know, you got to let me run this, Steve. Let me reveal it when it's right. I promise you'll be the first to know. And he said, well, I'm only one person bothering you. I have 139 people bothering me. And I said, well, I'm sorry to hear that.
Well,
but we're doing the best we can.
Well, but I can understand. I didn't know what the hell was going
true
on.
True enough.
Carla starts videotaping me. And I'm like, what? And I'm lying in bed. And I'm thinking
you're going to have another baby.
I don't. Mm-hmm. First thing in my mind was like, no! Sorry. Probably shouldn't be that way. I shouldn't be that honest. No, I really thought that's what it was going to be.
Wouldn't it be great if the fan club was able to arrange that?
Oh, if they would, they could. If they could, they would, or whatever it is. So I have no idea. She says, open this and read this. I open up this envelope that had been overnighted and whatever, and Carla's going on and on about when this came in and how long it had taken, and we'll get to that whole part of it.
Okay.
Because that is a part of the length of time that it took. And she said, just read this. And it's a certificate. It says, this certificate entitles Mike O'Mara and his lovely bride, Carla O'Mara, to the following. Then they mention airfare on Southwest Airlines to Atlanta from Fort Myers. I'm like, what the hell's going on? First thing that pops into my mind, I said, is there a live show that nobody told me about?
The Real Housewives.
Why are we doing it? Why are we doing it in Atlanta? A luxury car rental for 2 days, two-night stay at a hotel in Augusta, Georgia, and then in parentheses, I still don't get it.
Really, and you got that far and you didn't know?
I got that far, and then I read located 2 miles from Augusta National Golf Club, and I went, oh my God, Masters badge ground passes for two to the final round of the 2017 Masters Golf Tournament. And I went,
whoa.
Holy S, I got emotional. The initial video, I got emotional. But I looked so horrible that I truly, I said, let me just go on live to the fan page.
The Facebook
and
Live.
Thank them. The trip includes a shuttle service from the hotel to the course, a Sunday evening reception featuring light snacks and drinks, breakfast at the hotel on Monday morning, two ticket holders and lanyards, official Masters tournament gift, an entire package that was put together by 139. Is it 139?
Sounds that's about right. If it's in the neighborhood of that.
There were 135 thank yous that I mentioned by name last night, and then this morning at 5:30 a.m. SDM texted me and said there are people that he missed, and he wanted to make sure that we got that on there, and so I read those names. I put those names on the fan page, and I want to do it again because I told him I would do that, and I'm a man of my word, and 139 people on our fan club got together and did this based on my ranting and raving about the Masters
and
tournament.
Your passion.
The fact that I was on my bucket list.
Your bucket
I never
list.
Thought about that. I bitch and moan and complain and rant and rave about things every single day on this show. And 139 people got together, thanks to Steven and everybody on the fan club, and did this for me. And this is by light years, this is a first. We've had lots of firsts this podcast. They kept us going, basically. We've never had this much listener participation in our lives, but I never asked for anything like this, and I never expected anything like this. I'm keeping it. But I will tell you, I am so stunned by the generosity and the effort that had to go in to doing this from everybody that I cannot...
Even
I
with Rob's even interference, they pulled it off.
Yeah, I tried everything I could to stop it.
It was absolutely amazing to me that, it really was stunning. I didn't mention on the video that I put on the fan page last night that Chris Caulfield, Daniel Tichy, Roger Douglas King II, and Les Fourcq, and the fact that Liz Galelli designed the certificate. This beautiful, beautiful certificate right here that they designed and gave to me. And it says at the very bottom, this is a gift from 135, I guess it was 139, of your closest friends in the TMOS fan club. Now you can check this off your bucket list.
Very
and then on
so
the
cool.
second page, all the names of the people that made this
happen. Look at all those
happen.
People that love you, man.
Yeah,
I,
man.
Love the show.
You know what? They love the show. And you know what? God almighty, as some couple of people wrote, he's getting happy. How do you not? I mean, it was just,
special.
I felt incredibly guilty.
Super special.
On the horrible day that we all had. But this took me for a moment out of what we all were wallowing in. And I just, I've never, ever, ever experienced something like this. And I guess I get reminded that what we do every single day means an awful lot to people. And that was just, I don't know personally everybody on that list. Far from it.
Oh, you've blocked half of them.
The thing about it is we put the video up. We put the video up live. And Carla gets a message last night that says something along the lines of, since Mike has blocked so many people on that list.
Really?
Oh,
could
no.
Could you please repost it so we can see the video? By the way, the video.
And you were joking.
I was just kidding.
Oh, an idea was born out of this, too, because it's always about how we communicate with our listeners better. 1,000 people watch that video. That I made that live video, and it tells me that that I got to go on there more often.
Oh my God! Yes,
and talk about the show and what we have planned and all that good stuff. And so there it is. I mean,
I love it.
Can't even begin to describe how great it was. Now let's get to the part that was getting Rob so upset. So I'm giving you what I know, and to be honest, I was listening, but really not listening. I was. I think at one point Carla said to me the same thing I said to her when we got engaged. How come there's not more emotion? I never got the tears. I've talked about that.
Why do I feel like SDM? If we this is Game of Thrones, he's the scepter now.
Yeah, he is.
Right.
He. Here's the thing about him, and this is on the heels of when we were
like the high
setting
priest.
Up our right. live show. He's the sparrow. He's the high sparrow.
The sparrow. I misspoke.
Stephen Douglas McIntyre is the high sparrow.
He's the high sparrow.
100% the high sparrow of the show. He is the high sparrow. The other.
Yes.
Stephen Douglas McIntyre is the high sparrow.
Somebody Photoshop that, please.
That is so true. This is on the heels, and the guys will tell you this. When we're launching the announcement for our live show and trying to sell that out, and...
We have an after party that is already in the works and being negotiated.
That's part of the
Has
whole
been
thing
in the works for months.
Yeah.
Literally
and
months.
And I am sitting there going, tell SDM not to do it. And Carla, at one point, Carla comes in and goes, he loves the show more than anything. I said, I know that, but I'm trying to sell tickets to a show. And now the whole thing makes total sense to me. And it was just stunning.
The high sparrow.
He is. Stephen Douglas McIntyre's the high. That is Oscar. That is the one of the week. And it's only Monday. So I was just, the thing about it, the whole deal was this started the end of May. And then it just got delayed and delayed. And Carla was very frustrated. And I hope you know that
I was frustrated with it too. It was almost comical the way the stopgaps were happening one after another after another. I found out about it, I think, maybe a week and a half before you were coming up for Memorial Day. And you were going to be in studio.
Your original plan was you were going to present it to me while I was in studio.
That was the original fan club plan was going to send a representative to present it to you so everyone could see you get it live on the show. Then that didn't happen because you're staying down there to get your hip done. Okay, so the next thing, I said that like getting your hair done. having your major surgery.
No, it just sounds so old fart every time. Getting his hip done. Maybe so, two.
That old
Maybe
hockey
two.
Injury, Mike.
Then
yeah,
the next,
that's exactly what it is. Sure.
The next plan was to present
it
to you.
Obesity injury.
Live on the show.
And grinding. Bone on bone.
Gathering.
Taking what's minimal cartilage and squeezing it with the stomach weight. pounding on the hip joint. Go ahead.
Plan B was to either FedEx or Priority mail it to Carla and present it to you on a Friday show when Oscar was in studio.
Yes.
It was late, and we couldn't make it. And we were trying to juggle the thing that he wanted to have enough notice to the 139 benefactors so they knew exactly when to watch the show live. So we finally get that in place. Then we started having a couple weeks of connectivity issues.
Mm-hmm.
And the mood in the show is not at a best.
Behind the scenes, it was rough.
It was rough. And
We have that periodically, but we usually work right through. It was one day where it just something happened and there was a failure with the system and it was happening like every 5 minutes.
Throughout the Eastern Seaboard.
Yes.
Absolutely astonishingly difficult to do that
and
show.
And I wanted, and because
it's the show that blew, it's the show where we canceled the bonus show.
We had to.
Mm-hmm. Because we had no choice. We were
doing
trying
the show
to fix
5 minutes at a time.
5 minute segments and then trying to make it look, you know, contiguous.
Yeah.
And so I said, let's hold off until we can get this resolved because it really should be carried on the live stream. That was ideal.
Oh, yeah.
And then we announced that our live show was happening. I said, I don't want to muddle this up. I don't want to confuse
Smart.
The message. Wanted to hold off.
We're just too busy working.
And the plan was this week to do it and surprise you on the mailbag because that would be the best way to sort of get it to you secretly.
One time.
Without you knowing. Then this internet troll thing happened.
Yes.
And so we said, well, we really got to do it tomorrow.
I blocked a couple of guys. Yeah, beware of the Facebook post that comes from somebody with no picture and no bio and no identity. Beware of those guys. I guess it got leaked, right? Is that what happened?
And then
somebody picked up on it, and I blocked that guy because it's just people are mean, and that's what people
when
do.
When you tell me that I need to block on a random Friday night, right?
Right.
That I need to block a guy named Rumpelstiltskin, I say no. I say I'm not that guy. And at that point, I think he disengaged from me because I deleted a tweet that was going to blow a surprise.
Right.
But I also, not a tweet, I'm sorry, a post on Facebook. And then I also said, I don't see anything else happening, man. It must have escalated between Friday and Sunday.
I was notified on Sunday that we needed to make it happen.
Just to be mean.
That's 100% it. And then the other wrinkle was
logistics.
But the thing was is trying to balance that with the fact we can't come in and go happy with this major thing after a national tragedy.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, your head spins and your mind reels trying to think the best way to present it, knowing at the back of my mind, Mike hates surprises anyway. Well, so it was a lot to balance. And my apologies to the fan club. I honestly was in there swinging for you, but I wanted to
there's
make it
There's
only
so much you can do.
Wanted it and to be I, the best I, presentation look, possible.
You know there's nobody that likes to bust Rob's chops more than me. If I could find any hole in that argument, I would exploit it. I swear to God, I can't. I understand it. I understand because I was there for the timeline, and I know how that whole thing rolls
solid.
And it sucks.
And things were changing every day.
Oh, it was tough. It was really bad.
It just and the most important thing that Carla recognized last night was the element of surprise because that's the emotion of it.
That's it.
And that's when I was halfway through this and I realized I'm going to the Masters golf tournament, something I've wanted to see. That's when I got choked up. I really did the fact that people would do this. I don't get it. I don't feel like I deserve
it. Think about the content, though. It's going to be fabulous for the program.
It's going to be a lot of fun. It's going
to
be
something to live for.
Yeah, I'm going to bring Thank you, Rob.
Let's update that DNR.
You know what?
We're going to need to get it notarized.
I'll be broadcasting from that hotel that morning.
That's so great.
I will be at Augusta, and I will talk about, and and I guarantee you, I love the event, the sporting event, but I also recognize the elitist kind of rarefied air and the sanctimoniousness. So I'm going to do something to F that up.
Nice.
I swear to God, I commit to you, the listener. I'm gonna embarrass myself in some way, or go through some rope line that I'm not supposed to go to, or shake someone's hand that I'm not supposed to go. I will go so far as to say, if I get thrown out, I get thrown out. That's all there is to it.
Jim! Mike O'Mara!
Can I have your tie?
Hi there, I want your tie. Cut it off for me. Cut it off.
How much for the women?
We will take a break and come back. I want to talk about the termite racket, and I want to talk about Oscar's money pit. That could be the rest of the show. And Rob also knocked out power at King's Dominion.
Well, I was
weekend.
Really mad about the way the fan club treated me.
Thank we'll you, by the break. Way, to everyone.
Come back with more fun on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Joe, you know, on the Mike O'Mara Show, they're actually taking calls now.
It's not that hard of a technology. We're going to do it ourselves.
It looks like we have a call right now.
Is this me?
Yeah, hello?
Is this me?
Yeah, this was a horrible idea.
Yeah, hang up on that guy.
Yeah, we do a podcast. We don't like people. We don't have to talk to people. You all suck, but please keep listening.
The Rob and Joe Show, not interactive.
New episodes every week. Subscribe on iTunes, robandjoeshow.com.
Is this me?
For more information, visit us at morebroadcasting.com.
Hello?
Way to go, Rob and Joe, from a show that is barely interactive. I mean,
they almost don't talk to each other.
Might not be with phones, but look at this certificate. How's that for interactive?
Oh,
huh?
Yeah.
That's pretty amazing.
In your face, Joe Robinson.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Avant. Let me tell you about money. The truth is sometimes you need to do something like, as Oscar Santana would tell us,
might have to make a call.
A needed home repair.
Sure.
Oscar might be on the phone with Avant today because there is a company that gets it that sometimes you need a little extra money, but you really don't have the ability to deal with a bank because you don't have the time. You don't want to do the process because it's not easy. Avant provides access to unsecured personal loans from $1,000 to $35,000 without ever setting foot in a branch of a bank. All you have to do is go to avantoffer.com. You check your competitive rate. Checking the rate is risk-free with no effect on your FICO score. Complete your application in minutes, and the funds could be in your account as soon as tomorrow. See how easy and convenient borrowing is through avantoffer.com. Avant will give you a $50 Amazon gift card when you make your first payment on time. For this offer and to check your rate risk-free, go to avantoffer.com and enter the promo code TMOS. That's AVANTOffer.com. Promo code TMOS, avantoffer.com, and TMOS. Loans made by WebBank. Funds are generally deposited by ACH for delivery next business day, if approved by 4:30 p.m. Central Time, Monday through Friday. FICO is a registered trademark of Fair Isaac Corporation. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website for details. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Again, thank you to the fan club. And again, our condolences and our thoughts with this horrific tragedy that went on in Orlando and in my home state now, which, in the coming days, it's going to be the same drill, but it's not a drill that we should ever get used to. It sucks. We got to talk about over the weekend. I think it was Saturday morning. I see Oscar posts on Facebook a picture of a wall, a brick wall, looked like an old overpainted brick wall that had had some sort of electrical wires just hanging there. Tell me that's not the electric power going into your house. Please tell me that's not
Mike, that's exactly what it is. And
I really thought, you know how when you watch a movie and you put it on Facebook, it puts like a picture from the movie? I said, look, he's watching the Blair Witch Project.
Josh, was this in your basement?
Well, just for context, it wasn't in my basement. It's in the crawl space above the Sallyway in
what
the back
the
of the
Sallyway?
House.
What is the Sallyway?
The Sallyway.
That's how I do everything.
Watch you crawl back into your Sallyway and leave me alone, huh?
It's a little alley between the house next to me and my house.
In urban settings, Mike, they don't like the phrase alleys. So in D.C., it's a Sallyway. Yeah. I know in Savannah, it's called the lane. That's
so
the
that
lane.
Is out. That is an outside wall, technically.
Yeah. To no, it's to my backyard. That's where you would That's where you put the trash cans and the bikes.
But
and
it's those wires. That's
No, they're exposed and they're loving every minute of it.
But they're inside. They're not exposed to the outside.
Oh, no, this is outside. We just have a small covering over the top.
Oh,
this is all outside.
I thought it might not be so tragic if those were like inside, but those are exposed to the elements.
Yes.
One would think perhaps a little conduit.
Sure.
Might be in order instead of wires that were just like nailed up there.
Even go the extra mile, tuck them in a corner.
Yeah.
So when we moved in, this little crawl space above the back door that's going through the alley, it's a whole complicated layout because the house, once you see it, Mike, and once you see it, Rob, it really isn't. It's not well thought out. It's just an old house in Georgetown, right?
When I bought my first house, I will tell you that I think anybody that purchases a home, there is the thrill, there is the excitement of the new, of this is going to be mine.
Change.
There are many, I've thought about this a lot because, you know, I always think about every house I've ever bought because I'm in the radio business. I think in terms of moving it I'll be able to do to move it.
Yes.
The thing is, though, with that said, the excitement of settling on what you want, when the emotions kick in that you want this house, I would just say you're like everybody else where you tend to overlook important facts. And
optimism,
and excitement will blind you to some obvious things.
And in this particular case, I believe that in Oscar's case, he looked at the house, the outside of it, and looked and said, hey, I'm in Georgetown, and let's get it.
I didn't think to remove the reclaimed wood that was probably there for 60 years on top of the crawl space, the screens that were all busted up, covering all the wiring.
Oscar, when your house is from 1840, the wood is claimed. It's not reclaimed.
Is it 1840? Is that what it is? It's 1840?
Yes. It was built in 1840.
Prior to the Civil War.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Prior to 10 years a slave.
I do believe our president was maybe John Tyler?
Well,
I'd have to check.
Very good, Mr.
Let me see where we are at 1840, but that's a lot.
Terrific, Alex. Thank you.
I get up in the crawl space. I'm on a ladder, and I say, today's the day. We're going to get this done. I have some homework to do tonight and tomorrow, but I'm going to knock this out. It's going to take 2 hours.
Right.
I was wrong.
Day was this?
This was Saturday morning.
Good day for it because it was only 97 in the city, Mike.
And Mike, woe is me. It's not like I'm walking in the house to some relief. We've got no AC either. So I figured.
So you decided on the hot day that you're going to crawl into the crawl space?
I'm boned anyways, right?
All right, that's exciting.
When I lift the last piece of screen from a window that has a metal frame on it, they don't make those anymore. And a wood frame, another one that has a wood frame, old windows that were there before.
Did you find any campaign posters for William Henry Harrison, our president in 1840?
Let me see that if I can get a picture of this. So when you're talking about this, you've got little windows down at the ground level that open into your crawl space. Is that what
the size of the screens and the frames were for windows in front of the house that were just repaired, and they threw the scraps up in the crawl space. That's what happened.
Okay, so
right?
If I'm looking at the front of your house.
Yes.
You've got like a
wood windows.
An entryway.
Three windows.
At the ground level, if you were to go down, you've got a crawl space.
Yes, yes.
All right.
And I get into the crawl space, I pull everything out, and that's
any
when
rats?
No rats.
Okay.
No rat droppings.
No room for rats.
A lot of lead paint, Mike. A lot of lead paint.
They said it sure is cramped in here. Let's get out of here.
Like cans of paint that have been left?
Just paint chips. I said I better not eat those.
So tasty.
But like the thick ones that you see on TV or the movies, right? Yeah.
He could have filmed a PSA.
when you decided to venture into your crawl space, what was the mission? Just to see what was down there? Or did you have specific repairs in mind?
I wanted to clean it up because I wanted to store the bikes there. That's what I wanted to do, right?
And you'd be laying the bikes down flat, I assume.
No, I it's big enough so you could stand the bike up.
You could actually sit a bike up, so there's enough space.
You can't steer the bike.
You can't steer the bike. There was enough space to sit the bike up.
That means there's enough space for a lot of stuff then, kind of a sub-basement, right?
Yes. And I said, okay, I'm going to take care of that. I'm going to clean everything up. And once I pull off the last screen, I realized that we have a wiring situation, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, I don't want to deal. And I'm on the ladder when I post the picture of what is generally a fire hazard, and nobody should ever...
But you were in the crawl space when you came to the conclusion that there was a wiring issue?
Yes.
Because it's all just hanging down there?
It's just hanging out, ready for some sort of rat to come gnaw on and then burn our house down. Right?
I can picture that.
And me too.
Is there anything now besides the just the space and the paint chips? Is there anything down there besides wiring?
Chains.
Is there anything store?
Lots chains? Of chains.
No.
Chains. Hand to God, there's chains. But I figure the chains were for chains. Some sort of lock.
Oh my God! No, not chains. No, please, no.
And
from the Civil War.
What looked to be railroad spikes, and I said, well. I don't know what happened here, but I'm not okay with it. Let me just pull this out, right? And I'll bring them in tomorrow. I think you'll...
Railroad spikes.
Yes.
Will you bring the chains and the railroad spikes into the studio?
I'll bring them.
I'd like to see.
It seems to me maybe the people that work there also helped build the, you're not far from the streetcar line on O Street.
Very true.
So it could have been for that.
You know, you are like a walking, talking historian. You truly are. You know the
but
president.
But I'm trying to think. I did not know the president.
It's like he lives there.
It's
I love
amazing.
It.
I couldn't live there.
Tell me about the Cedar Canal.
It's the era he wanted to live in. We'll take a break and come back with more of this. I want to hear more about the money pit when we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show. Baby, I'm out of my mind. Okay, now he was close. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Vista Print. Vista Print, the best, no matter what you need for the home or office. Postcards, flyers, banners, apparel, invitations, you name it, Vista Print does it right. And right now, you can get 500 business cards for just $9.99 when you enter our promo code TMOS at checkout. 500 cards for under 10 bucks. You got another one, Rob?
I did. Hello to Sparks, Nevada.
Ooh.
Sparks,
they
Nevada.
Got their business cards. Alpine Janitorial Incorporated. Hi to Tommy Quartz out there, who they will do office, commercial cleaning, carpet cleaning, floor maintenance, move in and move out, and window cleaning. Oscar, you probably could have used them in your crawl space.
Oh, man.
It's Alpine Janitorial. Beautiful. Two-sided card from
Vistaprint. When we tell you about Vistaprint, we like to make sure that you know you can send us your card and send it to Box 2796, Leesburg, Virginia, 20177. You get this great deal, 500 business cards for $9.99. If you send us one of your cards, we might read it on the air. They're totally customizable front and back. Upgrade the card stock, add a fancy finish. Every one of us has designed a card at Vistaprint. You'll love it. Remember to use the code TMOS at Vistaprint.com, and you will get 500 business cards for $9.99. That is a 50% savings. Remember, TMOS, go to Vistaprint.com and order yours today. So we are back at the money pit, the Oscar money pit. He is in
Mike,
the crawl space.
I'm sending you pictures of a few artifacts that I found in the crawl
space. Right,
I'll
be able to hopefully, I've been in an old house.
And I would say that the history between your home and the home I have, your home in Manassas and the home I have now is relatively similar, I imagine.
I'm not as troubled by the railroad spikes as I am by the chains. Were they rusty chains?
Rusty chains.
And Rob, are you showing Rob this device, wooden contraption?
I'll show him in just a second, send you another picture right now.
Okay, Rob, this appears to be a wooden contraption. It looks like it's got, is that space where you put the railroad spike, does it look like it's designed for the railroad spike
to
go in there?
It looks like it is, but again, it's just a hodgepodge of just old supplies for either building or some sort of
it looks like some sort of
support structure as well.
Spacer, like a spacer that would help you put sort of a tongue and groove thing.
Maybe
wood.
When they were built, there's a lot of woodwork in the home.
Yeah, it looks like it might be something to do with building joints or joists.
I got no idea.
Right?
It looks like it's
you
been modified.
You should post this on Facebook. Someone will know what it is.
A lot of houses have been modified, and a lot of this.
Not this house, Mike.
Yeah,
no.
But, you know, the cool things, any bugs, anything?
Oh,
I mean, was
yes.
it okay?
There
were bugs.
Earthworms.
Okay.
No, but I'm talking anaconda size. When I was a kid, I used to play with worms a lot because I was just kind of a creepy kid, right?
Oh, I wish you could overnight those down here. Yeah. I get some bass with them.
Well, he can head on down to Fletcher's Boathouse and catch himself some rockfish.
Yes.
I will take a picture because when we're back there, I always seem to find these cartoon sized worms. Like, no one's ever touched that soil in so long that they've grown. And they're big.
It's like Tremors, Mike.
Yes.
If you've ever seen the movie. Yeah.
Nothing huge.
Really, ultimately, nothing better to catch a bass with than a real good old-fashioned fat earthworm.
My dad used to dig them himself. Absolutely.
It's fantastic. Mm-hmm.
So
it's still
everywhere.
A little scary that your house is going to burn down.
There's... What are they? Look like roaches, but they're huge. But
palmetto bugs.
Oh, I found one of those.
They wouldn't be this far north, no. Would they?
Palmetto bugs could be. You know what? If it's not a palmetto bug, you know what it is?
What?
It's just a regular, like,
a fat roach from 50 years ago.
It's a roach that's been allowed to flourish, Mike.
Found that in the crawl space. Was scared when I saw it. Scurried out like a little girl and then went back in with Raid.
Scared. We had one down here about 2 weeks ago. In the dogs, we have a metal container that we keep the sealed and we keep the dog's food in it.
Sure.
And there was one that was that big that was scurrying around. It was one of those country cockroaches, one of those palmetto bugs, and it was absolutely nasty. I got a whole thing to tell about bugs. I've been dealing with exterminators down here.
You
in
should
the
have
humid
put a leash on it and taken it for a walk.
Scary.
No very, dead very scary. Rats, but a lot of wood. I'm going to send you another picture here, Mike. And a lot of wood. I didn't know where all this wood came from.
Trees.
Well, no, I'm talking about what were they building, because they clearly never built anything onto the home.
Well, did it could be just left over from the house. That they just stuck it there.
Did you do a termite inspection?
We did. No termites, which is fine, right?
That's good.
But I don't know. I had two different inspectors. One was a family friend, and the other was the professional that the company sent out.
Right.
And neither of them saw that wiring. Is that something they should have seen?
Yeah, you know what? Home inspections.
Is that a racket?
With my limited, you know how I think everything's a racket, but home inspections, in my humble opinion, I've only done it a few times, but I will tell you, I think it's BS. I realized that my home inspector actually went up on the roof to look at the roof, and then I had to put a brand new roof on because they had put tar in the bad areas of the roof and painted over it to cover up the problem, and he
to
missed
trick him.
It.
Yeah.
And he missed it, and it sucks, and I don't like it. And I don't like home inspectors, and I don't like exterminators. I think it's all a gigantic rat. I'm dealing with termites down here.
How do you have termites in Florida?
Yeah, on a concrete house.
They are going to, because the top of the house, the roof structure, is made out of wood.
Ah, wood.
So the attic, the little attic area that we have, we're built on a concrete slab, but the top is wood. They were. And by the way, I dealt with that guy. It starts out with my... My exterminator, the regular guy that comes out here, Benicio del Toro, who says, I said, hey, how you doing? How you doing,
Gus? Benicio del Termite.
I call him Benicio del Toro because seriously, I will, you be me and I will be him. And I swear to God, this is exactly how he sounds. Okay, go ahead.
Hey, I'm glad you came out for the inspection.
Yeah, how you doing? It's good to see you. You got a problem?
Just need the inspection.
Hey, Benicio.
Yes.
What are the odds I have termites? This house is made of stucco. There's really no wood. And
you know, you got to be careful. You get those things. You know, it costs a lot more to do it after they get there. If you prevent them, it's either you got that. I got one of my guys. I have him. You want me to have him come out do an inspection?
Hey, is it hard to do your job with your eyes shut?
Yes, I got my, by the way, I have my shirt unbuttoned down to the belly button with my chains, and I am the exterminator. How are your ghost ants?
Got him today, by the way. I'm done. Also, be careful, termite companies, because when you send somebody out to do the inspections and then they begin their blabbering BS, that's a 13-year relationship that's going to go... Bye-bye. Because as soon as you start doubling down, and I know how it works. They bring an executive in, says, hey, got to get our numbers up. We got to do some of these termite preventions, which are probably not necessary because these houses are mostly
found
stone.
Found money. It's got to be all found money for them.
So what that's going to serve to do is today I'm going to be on the bluey with another company to get them to come out and talk to me about it as well.
Makes sense.
There you have it. Yeah.
Makes sense.
Back to your house, though. We're back to you. So you are in a dangerous electrical fire situation
and
in your home.
When you had your house inspected, did he actually go down into that area, or did he just sort of glance at it?
If you recall, I was doing the show, so I wasn't
there for the
inspection. So I don't know.
You're not supposed to be there for the inspection. They're supposed to do it, and they're supposed to give you a big, fat book. And in that big, fat book is, because by the way, when the buyer does it and they send you the book, let me tell you, it's like War and Peace. Did you get a big book
with
pictures and everything?
I got a big book, the Old Testament and the New Testament, and it said, don't buy this house. And I said, we can fix it up. No big deal.
Did the home inspection really come back with so many problems?
There was over 55. 5 on the list. No major
so
things.
Wow. You are so headstrong. You wanted it.
He wanted the house.
Little spoiled Oscar wanted his house. That's what he wanted.
He's the little boy that wanted a house in Georgetown.
That's right. So, yes, 55 issues that would bring the house crumbling down, but Oscar said, nay, nay, nay.
55 plus,
house.
Mike.
That's
55 plus. I have all this wood in my backyard, and I said, who do I know that's talented and can build furniture? And I said, well, let's see. Let's really inspect this wood. And it's solid wood. Somebody could, sand it
down,
restain it.
One of those guys that comes out to Manassas every week. Or
our friend Charlie, who helped build a studio with me, right?
Okay, yeah. Charlie's a good guy,
and I said,
right?
I texted,
different Charlie than many people are thinking of, Mike.
Yeah. I can build a chair.
Charlie, this chair doesn't sit level.
I can build a chair, and I can put a carving together on the back that says, Make America Great Again. Yay! Yippee!
Charlie, are you still campaigning?
Damn right, it's their fault.
So, who's going to pay for the wall, Charlie?
I called Charlie, and Charlie, I sent him photos. I said, you're crafty. You know how to do anything with wood. If you want this, it's yours. Otherwise, there's a dumpster around the corner for some big remodel. I don't mind throwing all of this in the dumpster. And Charlie said, what?
Don't waste anything. That's how Mr. Trump got rich.
What, he didn't throw anything away, Charlie?
Didn't throw anything away. Waste not, want not.
So,
And
it's weird because when you make a call like that or a text or you send a text, there's two things that could be, received on the other side of the text is, this guy just wants me to come pick up his junk, or B, he really thinks I'm talented and I could do something with this wood, right?
Right.
And I had no answer right away. I'm like, oh.
It is almost like a veiled, hey, can you come get this crap out of my yard?
Because and it was it in really the yard, not in the crawl space.
Mike,
it was
I
in
sent
the yard.
You a picture of all the wood and the junk I removed from that crawl space.
So this all came out of the crawl space.
The one crawl space, right?
All right, I'm looking There's, at it right
And the wood is probably over 100 years old, if not older.
I just want to say, if your backyard looked bad before, it doesn't look bad anymore. Oh, my God.
So
That's
embarrassing.
Incredible.
But people
I
that do
I bet you
crap.
My neighbors think that I'm working on the house and I don't own it. Yeah. Because I'm back there sweating and digging and bitching and sweating and digging and bitching.
But for someone who is into woodcraft, if you were to find actual lumber from 1840, it's a big deal.
Yeah, but is reclaimed wood really reclaimed?
It's not. And by the way, your little walkway and stuff like that, I think that's beautiful. I'm going to give you a positive. That's truly, that looks like when you get that right, that could be a really cool, correct me if I'm wrong, that could be a really, stop laughing, Rob.
No, I just
that
like how
be,
you
I'm
prefaced
trying to be positive.
I know,
here.
I know.
That could be a really cool area to like hang out and just to, sit out and enjoy a beautiful fall afternoon.
You could get some Wi-Fi, sit out there with your laptop and declare bankruptcy.
That might
as
be.
The sun goes down.
By the way. I would say maybe 60% of the brick that you see in that picture, Mike, is loose because I power washed the thing like a moron the mortar broke apart.
The mortar is toast.
So over the years the house will look better and it will be nice one day. But I'll
let
tell
me ask
you.
This. Yeah. At every suburban home it seems has one of these. Is that a late model tiki torch that you have in the...
It was in the crawl space.
It was in the crawl
space. Yes.
That's relatively modern. They didn't have those in the
1840s. Unless, Mike, the original owner brought it back from Fiji in 1850 when it was part of the triangle trade.
Well, it's reclaimed wood. It's his bad mortar.
Isn't it just old wood?
All delightfully framing the Eric Bickle shower shoes, which I think is just... It's really...
Did you ever hear back from Charlie about the wood?
Yes. He said... it was like a dot, dot, dot. I don't know if he took the word crafty as an insult. And he said, I'll be there Monday to pick it up.
Well, that's a win.
I haven't heard from him.
Let me just say, this reclaimed wood, it's scrap is what it is. You can use it for kindling. It doesn't
but
look to
can,
me like
a... It's solid, though. Solid.
Well, there are a few boards, Oscar. What are you trying? What do you want him to do with it? You know where this belongs? This wood to me would belong in a... maybe the picture is not doing it justice. It appears to be flooring. Most of it appears
no,
to be
no,
flooring.
No, it was not flooring. Thick, I would say at least 5-inch thick boards that are
okay,
there.
So yeah. There's some boards. Yeah. There's some boards.
There's
there.
At least yeah. 8 boards, and the rest of it was...
window scraps? Is that like old window frames?
Yeah, he's not
going to
take that. That's in the dumpster. By the way, can you just dump in anyone's dumpster?
Well, you can't if you don't get caught.
Well, if it's on the street. Isn't that
this
everybody's?
Is what it is
yours and mine.
No. By the way, when I bought my elderly house, my 1903 Victoria Manassas, do you realize that where you guys and I enjoyed many adult beverages yeah. out on that little sun porch,
yeah.
do you realize that that was 8 feet of scrap wood? That he had, yes, when I saw it for the first time, that area was, he had it all to the ceiling. It with scrap wood.
Oh,
that,
my God.
Oh, he was a pigmeister.
Wow.
He was an absolute pigmeister. And I had 2 things. I said, that's got to come out. Got to get that. I want that to be an occupied area, please. Make sure you get rid of that. And also get all the shrubbery. And I believe the comment that was made to me, I've never said that. I figured statute of limitations.
Yeah.
When I bought that house was, there's really, my wife, there's not a shrub that she did not care for.
I
was just like,
full
well,
bush.
That's terrific. But get it the F out of my yard because it's disgusting. And, you know, I was doing a walkthrough one day. Did I ever tell this story on the air?
I don't know.
And I'm walking through the little shrub area, like pushing the pricker bushes out of the way. And I look down and I see syringes. Syringes on the floor. Yeah. So I swear to God. And I'm like, well, this is great. I'm close enough to the junky part of town where somebody's coming in getting their fix in my yard. That's the first thing I thought. Then I went in and I said, just a little cause for concern. I noticed that there's some syringes in the backyard. And this was a direct quote, okay? I'm terribly sorry. Mother's a diabetic and the dog got into the trash.
Oh, thank you.
No.
Thank you very much, Pigmeister.
Thank you.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Now, yeah, I know a lot of people are probably thinking that Oscar is sort of embellishing this story.
No,
it's
for
not.
Air.
I'm looking at the pictures.
But
it's rough.
I have to say this, that on Friday afternoon, I got a text from Pony because Pony stopped by to work on his bike.
You guys are talking behind my back?
He just sent a picture of the kitchen. And Mike,
can
you send the picture to Mike?
You didn't ask for my permission.
Send the picture of the kitchen.
Mike,
I'm
it
really
looks like it was taken with
really
some
depressing.
Sort of magical fisheye lens.
I got to call
a reverse fisheye.
Yeah, a reverse fisheye. The kitchen is, you've mentioned that it's tiny, but the narrowness you never mentioned. It's really, you shouldn't have left him unattended. He said,
Pony, I thought we were friends. There's a reason why I don't show anyone the kitchen, because the kitchen is the most depressing part.
He walked away. He left
but I really want to get a picture. I want to get in my mind. You know, it's fun to hear you talk about it, but then when I see the pictures, you know, they're really beautiful.
They are.
Reclaimed.
And as Mike said, someday this could be very lovely.
Right.
That's what he said. And that's mm-hmm. a quote.
It was only for reference to the washing machine story.
Yeah, here it is.
Can I see it?
Right here.
By the way,
really
is
upsetting.
That...
Oh, yeah. That's it, Mike.
Could Rob...
That's my...
This is a legitimate...
That's the kitchen.
That's sad, fan.
Yeah.
That's sad,
that,
fan.
Well, that's all we have, Mike. We don't have AC. We'll take a breeze any day.
I had that,
Mike, what it does is it
made.
Moves the hot air around. Some people have convection ovens. Mm-hmm. He has a convection right. kitchen.
if Rob stands sideways, okay, between your sink and your refrigerator, will he fit?
He would hit both sides.
Let me see.
He would hit both
Be
sides.
Be fair. Let me see.
No, it's not you. It's the
no,
kitchen.
No, it's not you.
It's
I would
small.
Be the same way.
Yeah, I think
oh,
so.
Oh, my God.
I think
Is
so.
Is that for Micah?
Yes, that's only the best, Mike. Only the best.
You got a lot.
Lots of cabinet space.
Look at that oven, by the way, fire hazard, because when the flames come up.
Oh, my God, the oven, the little tiny oven in the corner.
That's, as our inspector, you know, that's not up to code, because when you cook something, God forbid, a grease fire breaks out, the whole place burns down.
Yeah,
so is it because you're grandfathered in?
Yes.
Is it because of the age of the house? They can do anything there.
They just
there.
Check everything and bone me.
Bone you.
Look at that. Wow.
Casa de bone.
Oh, my God.
We'll make it. We'll make it pretty again, Mike. We'll make it pretty.
Yeah.
He's gonna make Georgetown great again.
Well, you know, he can have his. It's a shame. His. Well, at least he's got another friend, Stuart, that can come over. Not the old man that he used to live with, but Stuart Little. Stuart Little can drive over in his little
I get
mini
that.
Car. He can fly in. You know, land on that. Is the floor warped?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you. That's
mouse.
The money pit.
I'm the mouse in the house.
Good luck. Keep us posted, please.
And Stuart Little in his little cargo pants, he can't get up the floor. It's too much of an incline.
That's where the Thor laundry system lives. Right there, Mike. Right there.
Let us know when that falls through the floor. Thank you. And you stand over going, Got to get that tape for Monday. We'll take a break. Come back with news you may not need. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. Watch you
around. Hey there, this is Katie, and I would love it if you listened to the Cake and Cookies Show. No, really, please listen. I need an actual reason for spending all this time with Rob. Nobody really wants to spend time with Rob, but I'm fun enough for both of us. Listen to Cake and Cookies. You'll love half of it. My half.
Cake and Cookies. Rob and Katie. It's the Rob and Katie Show.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. I want to thank everybody for selling out our November 5th show at the DC Improv. You got your tickets, you've made your plans, you're all set for the Mike O'Mara Show live at the DC Improv on November 5th. But what are you doing after the show? I'll tell you what you're doing right after the show. We are all heading across the street for a good old-fashioned meet and greet at one of DC's greatest watering holes, the Mad Hatter. Woo, I've known about the Mad Hatter's almost as old as your house, I think.
I believe so.
Join Mike, Oscar, Rob, and all of your TMOS buddies for food, drink, and an amazing good time. Talk with us, laugh with us, drink with us, take a picture or two, and party out into the night with TMOS at the Mad Hatter. The Mad Hatter, 1319 Connecticut Avenue Northwest, a short walk from the Improv. By the way, if you were one of the unlucky few not to get tickets to the DC Improv show, pop over and see us at the Mad Hatter.
Yeah, we'll be there.
Make your reservations by calling the Mad Hatter at 202-833-1495 or find him online at madhatterdc.com. Please let me know, Oscar, when those reservations are done so we don't keep telling people
Absolutely.
That. Just because the show is over doesn't mean the fun has to stop. See you at the Mad Hatter, a staple in Washington for over 30 years, 1319 Connecticut Avenue Northwest, Washington, D.C. 202-833-1495 or go to madhatterdc.com. And I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be a great afternoon and a great evening. And if it's a great night, the fact is that somebody call the paramedics because I'll probably die. Thank you.
News.
A new study found that we are using social media much less this year than we used to.
Huh.
I think I'd fall into that category. Americans are using Twitter 28% less than 2016. Facebook 7% less. Instagram 36% less. Wow, that's incredible. And Snapchat 20% less. Sounds like Facebook's the big winner there.
Yeah.
The researchers aren't sure why those numbers are dropping. It could be anything from people wanting to get away from all the insane political nonsense.
Makes sense.
Thank you. To a lot of us just getting burned out on social media in general. I how could you not? How could you not be burned out with everything? I mean, it just gets silly after a while. I use it as a tool, though. I will tell mm-hmm. you that. I used it last night. It's a tool to communicate with the people that dig this show. And
I think we're in a different place as far as social media is concerned. Yes, we're affected by the actual news and how really heavy it can be at times and how slanted it can be, depending on your views. Where it's just not as pleasurable as it used to be. But for right. us, it's important to communicate, right?
It's it important is. To communicate, but I can certainly understand. And plus, you know, just with this recent thing with that wonderful gift from the fan club and those absolute dicks that just decided to F with it, just to F with it.
Yeah.
Just out of pure, just their desolate, horrible lives. They're so desperately unhappy that they just want to mess it up for other people. You know, I don't give a crap about me. Don't do it about me. I'm the guy you throw the barbs at. I deal with that. That's right. My reality. We all deal with that world. Oscar, Rob, and Mike, take the shots, but don't F something up just because, you know, 139 people want to really get have a fun thing by providing somebody with something wonderful.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
dick. I'd love to out those guys. I would love to do it, and I, you know, but there's part of me that realizes that if you did that, that's giving them probably exactly what they want.
Mac Macintosh.
It is not Mac Macintosh.
Moving right along, the World of Warcraft movie.
Speaking of Mac Macintosh,
he was in the front row.
Do you know he actually he pitched a bit to us? He said, "How would you like if I went to that movie and came back in and told you everything in the movie that was different from the game?" I said, "Get back to me soon."
Get that kid.
Oh, my God. Well, it had the big weekend, $160 million. The producers were hoping for a big opening, but they didn't get it. So I guess what? Well, it cost $160
million.
Oh, that's disappointing.
Sorry, let me get that sound. bad read. The
orange shirt.
It hit the theaters over the weekend, cost $160 million. The producer were hoping for a big opening, but didn't get it. The Conjuring 2 had a quarter of the budget and took the top spot at the box office. Conjuring, $40.4 million. Warcraft, $24.4 million.
Yeah, rough.
Yeah. And let me see. Now You See Me came in after that with $23
million. I'm going to wait and catch it on a digital torrent. I like the mysticism.
A longtime producer for David Bowie did an interview last week where he said recording tricks and things like auto-tune are ruining music. And he ended up starting a beef with Adele in the process. His name is Tony Visconti.
Okay, yeah, I've heard of him.
He used her as an example of someone who does have an amazing voice, but he basically said that even with her, you have to wonder if they messed with her voice in the studio to make it sound better. No. Dude.
There's been enough evidence of her singing.
Pick 7,000 people besides Adele. Are you kidding me? That's who he decided
to
throw.
That's the wrong person.
Yeah.
I mean, honest to God, have we not seen the Grammys? Have we not seen the performances?
Yeah.
I understand what auto-tune's all about. Don't put it on her. Adele didn't appreciate it. She brought it up at a concert last week and told the crowd that he could SRD.
Oh, that's nice.
Tony later said he didn't mean to insult Adele. Yeah, okay, shut up. That guy, what a dick.
This guy.
Pick Tony. The right people. Yeah. Come on. It's been a rough year for Chipotle. Almost as rough as I feel 45 minutes after I eat Chipotle.
Hey,
but no.
Am I right, ladies?
Harris Interactive just released the results of their annual survey on the most popular fast food places in the country, and Chipotle had a serious drop in the past 12 months. A year of E. coli, salmonella contamination, that'll do that. Chipotle went from being the most popular Mexican fast food chain last year to number 5 this year. Here's the big benefactor of the slide with Chipotle. It's Moe's Southwest Grill.
Kids love the Moe's. I don't know that I've ever been.
Moe's won because they failed? Wow.
It's Moe's, Taco Bell, Qdoba. Did I pronounce
Qdoba.
That right?
What does that
Qdoba
mean?
Qdoba.
Baja Fresh. Moe's, I don't like me the Moe's. Not a fan. Think there's slackers in there. Don't
really?
Care for it.
I had the Moe's, a lot of rice, but that was years ago.
That's we got one right over here and in the neighborhood. So
National chain.
I'm just not a fan. So just
not Jimmy's Moe.
Moe. Not Moe, not Moe Cerrito.
No, no.
Oh, do you mean Maureen Donahue Cerrito?
Thank you. That's right, Rob. That's exactly what I mean.
Hey,
Jimmy was on that list of people that did me.
We're a fan of Jimmy's Mo.
Yes.
By the way, go to Jimmy's on Friday night, too. It's unofficial, but I know there are going to be people coming in from out of town. And I told Jimmy, go have fun there because, we'll be getting ready for the big show. But, and we'll be back at Jimmy's. Fear not, I mean, they're just, we're looking forward to the whole week.
And I know you meant November 4th, but go to Jimmy's every Friday night.
Every Friday night.
That's
exactly.
Right.
Yes. And especially during Bills season.
Oh, go Bills!
Let me continue. Just because it's 2016 doesn't mean cowboy justice is dead. A 22-year-old guy named Victorino Arellano Sanchez was trying to steal a woman's bike from outside a Walmart in Eagle Point, Oregon last week, and the woman saw him and started yelling for help. Fortunately for the little lady, the man on a horse just happened to be in the parking lot. That's right, a dude on a horse.
Wow.
He didn't take too kindly to bike wrestling.
Hey, I brought you some dynamite.
There you go. So he started chasing Victorino, and he lassoed him. He actually lassoed him.
So he had a horse and a rope.
He had a horse like a real cowboy.
A lariat.
Then he kept Victorino tied up until the cops got there to arrest him. I just picture the guy if he was like completely with his arms too, and he's just waiting while the guy's like going around him in the horse. That was pretty cool.
Gotta be super embarrassing as well.
Well, embarrassing enough, his name means Little Victor.
Victorino,
yeah. Victorino. It's like a cartoon.
Is that, does Eno mean little?
Yeah,
is that,
little Victor.
Yeah.
Miguel Reno. okay, now a little something, gentlemen. A couple in Pretoria, South Africa, got married earlier this month, but 3 days later, they were in court, and the woman was filing for divorce. Well, do you like to know why?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it seems that her new husband's thing was too large.
Oh.
Too big. She said that she couldn't handle the size, so she wanted out of the marriage. He didn't fight it, But he said if she did divorce him, he wanted her to pay back the $4,500 he spent on her while they were dating. For 15 years. No, I'm sorry. No, I don't know how long they were dating. The judge did not grant the divorce. He told them to go to counseling and work things out first. But isn't the whole problem that they haven't been able to work things out? Or in? Am I right, ladies? Anyway, we'll take a break and come back with more. The Audio Vault on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Don't you cry no more.
Hey, for all you beachgoers, we want to make sure you listen to the Mike O'Mara Show. If you're heading down the ocean, hun, you can listen to us Monday through Friday from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. on 97.1 The Wave, your beach station.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
We are kicking ass on 97.1 The Wave.
Sounds so good.
When you go down to Ocean City, Dewey Beach, Rehoboth, you go this weekend, you go down to enjoy your beach weekend, listen to us. We are on from 7 to 9 p.m. Monday through Friday on 97.1 The Wave, your beach station, and it is a marvelous, marvelous radio station. You can listen to it all day and all night, and we urge you to do so. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Blank Label. Made to order makes better clothing. I think people have known that for years. You just think it's out of your price range, but it's not. The philosophy at Blank Label, custom quality clothing and exceptional service, is that made to order makes better, and it does. They use a made to order design process, so there's no sales games with overstocked merchandise, no high pressure gimmicks. Blank Label works with you one on one, and it guides you through fitting, styling, and takes care of all of it. Don't
Mike,
they,
I've been through the process. I actually have a Blank Label shirt on today.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Ooh, look at that. He's got a Blank Label shirt.
It's tailored for me, it fits me, and it actually, the one thing about a tailored shirt or suit, and we've talked about this before, but with Blank Label, is that they make sure that it looks good on you, right?
Mm-hmm, right.
And so you're paying the same dollars or less than you would in any store for a customized tailored shirt. You can't go wrong.
Absolutely. It's your own blueprint. You'll look perfect every time. Visit them in Washington, D.C., Boston, or at blanklabel.com, your destination for a perfect fit. Act now. 10 people that sign up this week will be chosen to win a complimentary shirt. With no additional purchase necessary, blanklabel.com/Washington, D.C. Because made to order makes better clothing. Tell them Mike O'Mara sent you, everybody. Perfect. And now, without further ado, let's open up the audio vault. Let me do that a little louder, shall I? And
well, now
I close it. Now it's open.
Yes,
it's open.
Now it's closed. Open. All right, good. Mike, closed. You see, what are you doing to me? Open.
All right.
Okay. I know you love your Florida lifestyle, but there are times that I really miss you, and this Saturday morning was one of them, because Occasionally, on rare occasions, we would get on the phone or text and watch It's Academic together.
Oh, man, what a joy that was. Absolutely. No, we don't do it now that old. Is Mac dead or is
Mac
he just
Mac is
gone?
Dead. Now it's Hillary, dead. It's Hillary Howard who hosts, and it's the 55th season of the show.
And she does a pretty good job.
She does a great job.
She does a fine job. Yeah. Very handsome woman. And so what happens is sometimes coming in and going
out. Hit the alarm for you. You have to. I know you're in the middle. Thank you.
Bought it on the bounce. Coming in and out of commercials, sometimes one of the talented school bands will play music.
Oh, no. I just know what's coming.
And Mike, I, at this point on Saturday morning, stood up and ran to get the remote to hear it again. Hats off to the pep band for La Plata High School.
Okay.
Who was taking us in and out of commercials. We just played Carry On My Wayward Son by Kansas. Here's their version of Carry On My Wayward Son, the La Plata High School pep band. Keep in mind, this was on television. Here's the great part.
They dead? Hungover?
It's limited orchestra members. That's it.
Let's hear it. And I thought, that was a real treat. I'm really enjoying the game. And I'm
not
rooting.
A lot of clams in there. They hit some notes. Got to give it to them a little
and
bit.
And I was in there rooting for all the and I said, oh, look, they're coming back from spots. What would be another good song to play? How about Final Countdown by Europe?
Not bad.
a sec.
Drummer is on, though. Nice. Very tight. Tight right. And bright.
Okay, you're mean. Now, you're mean.
By this time, so
they're just kids.
By
they're
this
kids.
Time, I'd gathered all the kids around the television. And, I, and at the end, when they bring everyone down to come and meet their, you know, their teams, I did not name this song. Julia beat me to it.
Okay.
So see if you can figure out what song the play band played when they were going to credits.
Michael Jackson.
It is. I yeah. want you back.
Oh, but, baby, give me one more try.
But Julia beat me to it. She said,
I want you back.
Dad, it's the Jackson 5. It's just not very good. Anyway,
hey, you know what? At least they're aiming high, right? They're not trying to do easy ones. You
and
know
they're
what I mean?
Playing pop music. And you know what? There's nothing better than music and arts in our high school.
Send my buddy Colonel Colburn over there for a week. He'll get him straight.
Tighten
down.
Him up.
He'll
bring his whip.
No problem at all. No, you know what? He gets more flies with sugar, Rob Spiewak.
Oh, he's one of those guys.
Oh, yeah. Look at, he gets the most out of his band people.
Oh, and also, I believe it is the second Sunday in August, I've been invited to return to host the Manassas Symphony Orchestra, their summer concert.
Oh, you're the man.
At the Pavilion?
At the Pavilion, and they're doing all show tunes from Hollywood this year. It is like the sounds of Hollywood. Oh. So
make
I'm
sure
very
you
excited.
Can you record yourself again?
Absolutely.
Please.
And I'll just isolate
that.
All the booing. Because remember, I have
just
been
the
booed.
Stick. I enhance the booze.
The patter.
Play that back.
Booze.
But I'll work on getting some really bad crowd reactions, and
so
you record
I.
your stick. Yes. Okay. Good luck. But good luck. Hi, Jim Villani. We love you. Thank
he's
you
awesome. For, he's I don't know.
This is like my little list here.
Let's see if Jim Villani's on the list, shall we?
On the let's see. On Friday afternoon, did you watch any of the footage of Ali's funeral?
I hadn't.
Two great moments. I really love Billy Crystal kept it light but sincere.
Okay.
And I think
he's on the list. Jim Villani.
Attaboy.
I'm going to keep it up right here where I can see it. Yes,
it's like that list in Billy Madison.
But I love a good eulogy, especially when someone has had a fairly good run. A good eulogy should be
one of the greatest eulogies I've ever seen, in my opinion, by Billy Crystal.
And here he is. He was able to do his Muhammad Ali impression, and it always makes me smile.
By the way, can I just say?
Oh yeah, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I just want to say a lot better than Bill Clinton's. And I know people thought Bill Clinton did a good job, but Bill Clinton's got that old man thing now, where he just
I
understand
him next,
the pauses,
and I want you to help me analyze Bill Clinton's voice. Because it's been through it, I think.
It's really just
campaign season. He's probably been talking.
Yeah, maybe
but anyway,
a break.
Billy Crystal's impression is always a pleasure.
Everybody's talking about George Foreman. I want to talk about George Foreman. George Foreman was ugly. He's so slow. George was slow. I come out, voop, voop, voop. And then I have a rope-a-dope George, and I'm still fast at 33 years of age. I'm so fast I can turn up the lights, be in my bed before the room gets dark.
That is great.
And Muhammad Ali had that delivery. He had the delivery of a skilled comedian.
Yeah, he did.
Because, see, I remember those lines when he would talk about being so fast. Just incredible. Really
Do you remember
incredible.
A Saturday Night Live sketch they did in the 84-85 season? It was Kate and Ali, but it was Kate Hepburn and Muhammad Ali.
No.
Pretty great. Here is Bill Clinton. Just listen to his voice. He sounds like he's 1,000 years old.
The man I watched take the last steps to light the Olympic flame when I was president. I'll never forget it. I was sitting there in Atlanta. By then we knew each other. By then I felt it. I had some sense of what he was doing.
Wake up.
Yeah,
come
exactly.
on. Wake up, please.
I mean,
please.
It's okay to be respectful and somber, but he sounds tired.
Still weeping like a baby, seeing his hand shake and his leg shake, and knowing, by God, he was going to make those last few steps.
You know what? It was a beautiful sentiment.
It was.
And I loved what he had to say. It was just the delivery I wasn't really a big fan of, and I'd like to see him just to energize
There's
himself
also
a
part of us that remembers the Bill Clinton when he was in office.
Oh, the electric Bill.
Bill Clinton, right? Yeah.
I've seen him on more than one occasion speak live, and he had a lot of, I just, you know, right now he does. He sounds tired. Sounds like he needs a break.
Great moment for people that went to the Greek Theater in Berkeley, California late last week. I've said before, my most disappointing concert I ever went to was Bob Dylan. He looked like he was in a hurry. He looked like he had a bus to catch. But what happened at this Bob Dylan concert was something kind of cool. As is the case in so many concerts, when there's a pause, some jackass in the audience yells, "Freebird! Freebird!" Now, Bob Dylan has never done Freebird.
At a Dylan concert?
Yeah, he's never performed Freebird live or anywhere.
Right.
He did, based on this guy yelling Freebird. Listen to Bob Dylan lead
guitar.
Hold on,
wait. Do you think, could it have been a plant situation?
No, I don't think so. I don't think so.
A guy like Dylan knows Freebird.
Yeah.
You know?
And you know what? Listen to his band. They did a great job. I believe that's Bob on lead.
That is awesome.
Do you think it's based on the fact that he's gotten it for years? Or
probably.
Do they have it? I don't know what he has on his chart. Does he maybe have that?
He has never performed it in public. Ever.
It's pretty funny.
And you know what? The fact that he's able to pull it out, I think that's great.
By the way, since I've been a kid, that song has been, there's something about you yell Freebird out at a concert.
Yeah.
Freebird!
Yeah, exactly. One more, and I have to play it because I promised it on Facebook today. We have this on our Facebook page. It's a young lady. She's noodling. Do you know what that is?
Noodling. On a noodle in a pool?
Fishing for catfish with your bare hands.
Reaching down into the mud into a catfish hole to grab them bite your arm to get it out of there.
She pulls one out, no lie, 3 feet long. It's up to her elbow. But the best part about this tape is the ongoing commentary by her boyfriend and the Guns N' Roses in the background. Big day on the river as a girl catches a 3-foot catfish.
Just don't let it spin on her. That's what I'm talking about, Hannah. Hold that big old fish. Woo, that's what I'm talking about. That right there is going to be good and some grease.
That's going to be good and some grease, Mike.
That means it'll be delicious fried.
Tasty.
Thank you.
That's your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great Monday, everybody.
That is it. Another Mike O'Mara show has come and gone for all of you 139 people at the Mike O'Mara Show Fan Club. Jeez, I don't know what to say. I am truly thrilled, and it is my challenge to each and every one of you that I'm going to go do something absolutely embarrassing when I get to the Masters Golf Tournament next year. I commit that to you for your entertainment. That's my obligation. Thank you to Stephen Douglas McIntyre and everybody at the Fan Club for doing that.
The High Sparrow.
We truly, the High Sparrow of the Mike O'Mara Show, Stephen Douglas McIntyre. Keep saying it. Remind me of it. It's too good to let go, the High Sparrow. And once again, I hate to say it because it's been a horrible day and another tremendous tragedy. Please keep those people in your thoughts as they deal with something that is unimaginable to most of us. And let's just pray that our country gets better, stronger, and comes together more. I hope it does happen, and I believe it will happen. That's it for Oscar Santana and the other guy, Rob Spiewak.
Yeah, I'm here too.
This is a lot to do. Change the ending a little bit. See, I get kind of like wallow in my endings a
Understood.
Lot that are the same. Goodbye, everybody. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
So long.
Ciao, ciao.
One last thing. Please remember that MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, shop Amazon and get there through our website. Always open at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. Now, go in peace.
Remember the 5th of November.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.